Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
The Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. here on the West Coast. And, of course, that's 3 to 4 p.m. on the East Coast. And wherever you're at, check your time. Or if you're on the web in another country, you can check your time as well. Welcome, welcome to Columbo Chronicles. And just a short note to let you know that we've expanded to YouTube. So you can go to YouTube, Google Columbo Chronicles, and scroll on down and pick your favorite podcast. This particular one will be up on YouTube in a couple of days, and you can check it out and share it. And also remember to subscribe and like, because that helps the algorithms and helps us build our new channel, Columbo Chronicles. And we really appreciate you for doing that. And so we're expanding our information of our fabulous best-selling authors and upcoming best-selling authors, as well as experts from around the world, mostly from America, but their topics affect everyone. And we're all humans, and we're all brothers and sisters. We need to find some peace in the world so we can all live peacefully within the world. And sometimes we include the Justice Club because there's very little justice left in the world today.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Yes, and you are in the right place at the right time. Yes, this is the Rose, Rose Columbo, and that's C-O-L-O-M-B-O. Some people spell it with U. We're all relatives back in Sicily, but hey, either way, they got confused. So, but we're all connected to Christopher Columbus, which is wonderful, huh? Isn't that great? So, today is, being a good day to be a seasoned advocate for justice because of what's going on in the world and all the powerful people and the influence that is happening in the world. And so you are in the right place at the right time because we have a fabulous returning author. And I'm going to tell you more about his background in just a moment. And I just wanted to remind you, too, that one of the blessed things that has happened in America since our framers wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and so forth, is that we are the only nation on earth that says one nation under God, and in God we trust. Other people say in science we trust, but that's man-made, so we have to question science, but we don't have to trust. We don't have to question God or higher power or whatever you want to refer God as in your world, but there is a superpower and a universe that, helps us out when we do good deeds and acts of kindness every day, and we get good karma back, maybe not immediately, but eventually it does come back. And if you do, you're naughty and you do bad things, well, you don't want to do that because karma has a way of coming back to that as well. So, in a moment, I'm going to tell you more about our fabulous guest, Robert L. Dylan Schneider, and you will not want to miss when we enter into the world of authors and experts right after this important message. So don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up, because now we are going to enter into the world of authors and experts. And we have a fabulous guest today. He is a respected PR consultant. His name is Robert L. Dillon Schneider. And he is the author of a brand new book, The Ultimate Guide to Power and Influence. And it is exciting to hear even the title. And it tells readers how to succeed, how technology and globalization have revolutionized the ways to both build and keep success. Boy, do we need that. And he also says it shows readers how to gain power and apply it with proper wisdom to accomplish their, and we all should have goals throughout our lives, because nothing lasts forever. And that's one of the things I taught my children, is have lots of skills, not just degrees, have lots of skills, because life changes, the universe changes, companies change, they come and they go. So skills are important to survive. And Robert L. Dillon Schneider formed the Dillon Schneider Group in October 1991, headquartered in New York, Chicago, Miami. And the firm provides strategic advice and counsel to Fortune 500 companies, leading families and individuals around the world. With experience in fields ranging from mergers and acquisitions and crisis communications to marketing, government affairs, and international media. Prior to forming his own firm, Mr. Dillon Schneider served as president and chief executive office of Hill & Knowlton, Inc. from 86 to 91, tripling that firm's revenues to nearly $200 million and delivering more than $30 million in profit. Dillon Schneider was with that organization for nearly 25 years, and he started in public relations in 1967 in New York, shortly after receiving an MA in journalism from the Ohio State and a BA from the University of Notre Dame. So let's not waste any more time, because his time is very important. And so we're very honored to have him join us today. And all the way from the Big Apple in New York. So let's enter into the world of authors and experts. And let's welcome our wonderful author, Robert L. Dillon Schneider. Hi, Robert L. Dillon Schneider. How are you doing today?
Rose, it is simply a great privilege to be on your program. You're known throughout the United States, and to have the chance to talk to your listeners like this, and of course you, as one of the great hosts of all time, is really special. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for that. I really want to record that for sure and put it in my file. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. I wasn't expecting that. And that's always good, you know, to hear someone else say something, because we don't know how well we're doing, but, you know, it's always good to hear when someone either says something good, or even if they have constructive criticism, that helps us, right?
Well, and Rose, I have to tell you, I was in Atlanta, Georgia the other day, and somebody said, have I heard Rose Colombo? And I said, my God, because I didn't, this came out of the blue. And so it was terrific. This person and I talked about you for some time. And what the point that came through, and I know this is not what you want to talk about, but the point that came through was your openness to bringing ideas to your public. That's what came through. I just thought you'd like to know that.
Oh, thank you so much, because I can only be me and share my beliefs and truths and opinions based on life experiences and education and consulting with people around the country who had injustices, helping them become survivors. Even a judge had saved their seat on the fence, and a couple of lawyers, because I wrote the book, Fight Back Legal Abuse. So that's kind of funny, you know, to people that you helped a couple of lawyers and judges.
Sure.
Injustices can come knocking on anybody's back door at any time. So injustices don't discriminate. And so, yes, we have to help everybody. And is it okay if I call you Bob?
That's everybody else does, so that's great.
Okay, Bob. Because, you know, Robert is a very important name to me because I had a son named Robert who passed away at a young age. And so when I was looking at, when I look at your name, it always has a sentimental meaning to me. And when I was looking at your information at the bottom, it says connect with Robert. So that I'm saving because it has a double meaning for me. So thank you. Thank you for being named Robert. So, Bob, tell us about why did you decide at this time in our crazy history of challenging times, which everyone's disturbed about, including myself, about what do we do with our money in the bank and so forth? Will there be any? Well, are you going to take it? What's going to happen? With your upcoming book, or I'm not sure if it's already published, but it's the latest book, The Ultimate Guide to Power, Influence, Everything You Need to Know. What information can you tell us about our world of finance?
That book that you just mentioned, The Ultimate Guide to Power and Influence, is coming out in about 2 weeks, and it's already received a number of really terrific reviews. It was first published about 25 years ago, and it became a bestseller. And what this book is, it's an update given all the changes in the world and in technology that have taken place. So I would hope that whoever is communicating with Vladimir Putin these days is reading the book, because there are ideas in that book about how to deal with guys like Putin. It's a little bit like two previous books I wrote. One is called Decisions. It's a book about some of the really terrific people who lived in life and made decisions, people who are nothing short of remarkable, people like Harry Truman, people like Johann Gutenberg, people like Marion Crane, really outstanding people. And another book I wrote called Nailing It. And Nailing It is about people who really changed the world and who have put things in place that have really made a huge difference in life. So those two books are very important, and they're the reason I wrote the third book, which is The Ultimate Guide to Power and Influence. So hopefully somebody will read these books. I know that a lot of people already have, and their life will be better, and the people that they talk to will be better off for what they have to say. That's one of my goals.
Well, you're doing a great job, because it's so important, you know, that we look at the past in order to know how we got to the present and kind of figure out where are we going in the future, especially with Nailing It, where you're talking about 20-something got it together. And so I think it's really important always to understand the past and to not just look at the negative, but also look at the people who are powerful to make a change and a difference in the world. And I think, you know, these are the people who had a mission. These are the people who knew their mission, who sought their purpose, and to make that difference in the world and make their mark in the world. And I think that's so important not to forget what they had to say, because that's wisdom, right?
Absolutely. I never met Henry Ford, but Henry Ford started a company, and today millions of people have Ford cars all over the world. His son, Bill Ford, now runs the company and is doing a great job. But it's the kind of things they do. And what is at the center of what they do is respect for other people and other people's ideas. That's one of the things that marks a successful person. I'm looking at what's going on right now in Ukraine and in Russia and in China, and I'm looking for people who are conceivably leaders in these parts of the world. There's a woman named Mitzi Perdue. Mitzi Perdue is on her way next week to Ukraine, and she's going to be delivering patrol cars for the cops in Ukraine so they're able to get around. These are cars that she spent her personal money on in order to help people in Ukraine. So there are people out there like this. They're doing fantastic work, and I hope your people, your listeners, take this message away. There's something they can do too.
Yes, everybody can do their part, and because people are being displaced, children, women pregnant with babies. I mean, it goes far beyond just somebody's ego and somebody's one person's decision to displace people and to harm people and to hurt them and destroy their homes and their businesses by making one decision, and they have the power to do it. I find that to be really scary because...
It is very scary.
Yeah, because it can happen to anybody in any country. It happened to us on 9/11, and it happened to us at Pearl Harbor. So these surprises change worlds, and they change the world, they change the nation, they change the people, right?
They do. And individual companies, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners will relate to this, changes like this are made. There's a man named Don. I won't use his last name. And Don was on the West Coast. And every time Don started a meeting, he started by intimidating people, by making them feel bad, by making them scared. And he was really dispatched to another opportunity so he could do it somewhere else. And the guy that took his place actually was a great woman named Rachel. Rachel embraced people and found ways to bring their talents to the future. That's really the key to life, trying to bring people's talents as high in the future as you possibly can.
Yes, I find that a lot of people who are climbing the ladder to success and get titles are fearful inside of them and insecure that if they teach the younger people coming up the ladder what they know, that they might take their job and they'll get displaced. Where that is not a positive way to do things, because everyone is going to either go up or down after we leave this world, and everyone will leave this world. So why not leave your knowledge behind for the youth to continue and preserve what is good and knowledge and gain and allow them to gain the knowledge as well so they can continue on? Because we have such a circus in D.C., Bob. Seriously, I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. Where, we're going after presidents who left office. We're going after presidents who are in office. We're going after their families. It is just a mess, and it's not funny, but what can you do? Every day
it affects all of us, Rose. It affects everybody. All your listeners are affected by this. It's not good.
It's not good.
I remember, I represented a man one time named Muhammad Ali. And Ali was a great boxer. And was he good in the ring? Absolutely. But he was really good outside the ring because he asked people to come together and to make something better happen. And he did that on a regular basis. What's going on now in Washington and elsewhere is exactly the opposite. We're forming lines. We're making life difficult for people. We have to overcome that.
We do. We have to overcome it, and we have to figure out how we're going to overcome it because, I'm an advocate for justice for a long time now. And most of my books are written about justice or injustice and asking people questions, you know, what if this person was white or what if this person was black? Would they get the same decision? Because I don't believe that there is justice. I believe there are decisions made by men and women, and whether it's a jury or a judge, and those are decisions. And so people expect justice. But when you go in the court system, you're going to get a decision is what you're going to end up with. And you better be prepared whether it's a good decision or a bad decision, because innocent people do go to jail in this country, 20 to 25% of them, actually. And so we have a big issue with your book. You know, it says power and influence. Well, people in power have a lot of influence, and people with money have a lot of influence. So the people who are just the average middle class or indigent, they, well, the indigent have very little power, but the middle class has a lot of power, but they don't really know how to exercise it, I don't think. And because
and
now
the government...
Yeah, and that's why I was
so excited. How does somebody get power and make it happen? That's the purpose of the book. And there are ways to do it, many ways. You don't have to be extraordinarily wealthy to have power. You don't have to have a great position to have power. You have to be smart and know how to use power to influence the environment around you. That's what this book is all about.
Well, that's fantastic. Because people don't really think that they have some people do, but a lot of people don't believe they have personal power. After being an advocate for so many years, people say to me, oh my God, how do you do this? Aren't you scared? Aren't you you know? And I look at them and I say, that's our duty to do God's purpose and his mission. And fear will paralyze you. You won't be able to do anything if you're scared. And I find, Bob, that they are using fear mongering, in my opinion, by our government to make people, the American people, do the will of the government. What do you think?
I think fear is being used. I think this, whether it's the FBI or the IRS, we're all scared when we come into contact with these people. You shouldn't be. You should be able to overcome that and go forward and do positive things in life and not be turned down and made afraid. That's a major factor, and you need to know how to do it. So you need to blunt the people that are going to give you a problem and move ahead and do really positive things. That's real key.
Mm-hmm. So like in the Ukraine and Russia, I mean, I'm really shocked that Putin did this. I really am. I was always giving him the benefit of the doubt. I was just, you know, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. But I was really shocked when he took such aggressive action against innocent people and not care about their lives and what's happening to them. Injuries and deaths and homelessness and we already have so many natural storms going on on the planet that to watch men or women decide to destroy more homes and more farms and more lives is very disturbing because we need babies in this world. Because every country needs babies, and without babies to grow up and become leaders and farmers and electricians and plumbers and whatever they want to be, presidents, whatever, we need them. And yet we have lost, in my opinion, what do you think, we've lost respect for life, the sanctity of life. I believe.
I think you're right. I think you're dead right. And all of us do things that we should respect, and we should respect others in life. And if you do that, you're going to be successful. And if you look in the mirror, you're going to feel good about yourself. If you don't do it, and you look into the mirror, you're going to say, how did this happen? That's not a good situation.
Mm-hmm. And so why don't you tell us, how did you feel when you were young, and you're still young, and so am I, and you decided, you know, that I'm going to work in PR or whatever you decided at a young age. How did you start out to become wellness consultant?
I saw a picture of my father, obviously many years ago, selling newspapers and without shoes. He didn't have shoes, and he literally fought his way up and ended up being the editor and the publisher of a major newspaper. That enabled me to succeed, and one of the things that happened was I lived in Columbus, Ohio, and my father came home at lunch one day, and he never came home at lunch, but he did this day, and he slid across the table at me a bus ticket from Columbus, Ohio to New York City. And I looked at it. It was a Trailways bus. And he said, go to New York and make your day. And I said, but. And he said, just go ahead and do it. You'll be successful. So I got on the Trailways bus. I went to New York. I didn't know what to do. I came out of what's called the Port Authority, which is it's where all the buses come in. And I saw some people on Broadway. And I decided I'd go to work on Broadway. Well, I went over and I introduced myself to a man named David Merrick. David Merrick was a big producer on Broadway. And after about 10 minutes, he looked at me and said, kid, you should not be on Broadway. Don't do it, which was great advice. So I ended up seeing a man named Sam Fry at Ogilvy & Mather. And Fry offered me a job at $11,000 a year. And I said, I'll take it. And Fry said, before you accept our job, I'd like you to go over and see some people at Hill and Knowlton. I didn't know what Hill and Knowlton was. He said, you'll like them, and they'll like you. So I went over. I saw these people. They were like me. They were from areas where I grew up. I took the job at Hill and Knowlton for $10,000 a year, $1,000 less than what Fry had offered me. This is a long time ago. And I eventually went on to become very successful. I took Sam Fry, the guy that offered me the first job, out to lunch on his birthday every year until he passed away, because he was so decent to me. And I've tried very hard in my life to be decent to other people, work very hard to do that.
And I think, you know, that is a key to being humble and being grateful for what we are, the opportunities we are given in life. And I think, you know, that that's missing today in our world, in America as well, where we are but a lot of people in positions of power and influence believe that life is not sacred and that babies, even after birth, it's okay to just let them die on a table or in a closet and starve them to death, to pull the plug on whoever they choose behind closed doors in assisted living and hospitals. I mean, this is going on, and organ harvesting and all of these other inhumane agendas that are going on. And so I think, you know, the conditioning of this in media and exposure and online and groups who are for it seem to have more media time than anyone else who, you know, believes in the sanctity of life and motherhood and marriage and all that. So I think that, you know, we need not just to start it, not just teach it at home, but I also think, which they used to do, but I think they also need to return back to the basics in public school and start teaching real education, reading, writing, arithmetic, et cetera, physical ed. And they even had health care, and they used to have you know, etiquette classes and teach each other how to respect each other. And I don't see that anymore. I see them totally involved in indoctrination of immoral and unethical acts for children, in my opinion. And I think that is dumbing down the children. What do you think about the Department of Education across this country?
I think you're dead right, and I think we need to get back to the basics and to teach people the basics. And the basics are rooted in one idea, and the idea is respect. If you have respect for yourself, for people around you, you begin to develop from the basics your life. If you don't have respect and you're dealing with people that care only about themselves and about taking their own image to a higher level, you're going to have a hard time. So don't do it. Go back to the basics. And the Department of Education, encourage them to emphasize the basics in education. Every eighth grader doesn't need to be a nuclear physicist. He might be later in life, but in the eighth grade, no. He needs to know how to get along with people. He needs to know how to treat other people. If it's a man, he needs to understand a woman. If it's a woman, she needs to understand a man and how they operate. Those are very, very basic things. And if you try to vault to the end game right away, you're never going to learn them.
We're talking to Robert L. Dylan Schneider out of New York. He wrote an upcoming book that will be out in 2 weeks, The Ultimate Guide to Power and Influence, Everything You Need to Know. What would you say was an important thing for the listeners to know?
I think the most important thing for the listener to know comes through that book, is how to communicate your ideas to other people in a positive and constructive way. This book teaches you, tells you how to do that. And I think that's the most important thing, because everybody has ideas. Everybody has a point of view. And you need to really learn and understand the way to get those ideas and that point of view across. That's absolutely critical. The Ultimate Guide to Power and Influence tells you how to do that.
It reminds me of, maybe 6-7 years ago, a producer called me, and he had read one of my books, and he was interested in my life story, so he made an appointment for me at the studio, and I went with my daughter to meet him, and he was really cool and stuff, but when he told me to give him a pitch, my brain froze. I couldn't even think, and my brain just froze.
Sure.
It's okay. I couldn't think. So what happens at that point when you can't even think because you're so nervous and somebody's giving you an opportunity to pitch and you can't think of a pitch because your brain freezes?
We all have that problem, Rose. And again, when we have that problem, it's best to go back to the basics. What are you saying? How did you get started? Just look at the basics, look at values, and eventually you're going to have something really important to say to people out there. But the basics are key.
Yeah. And so, you know, I just wanted people to know that it happens to lots of people where, you know, you go take a test or something that's so important to you and you studied so hard, and then your brain freezes up, and the more you get afraid that you can't think, it gets worse. So, yeah, there are those moments, and it happens to everybody. But people don't give up, right? Isn't that the key, not to give up on your dreams and your goals?
They don't give up. They shouldn't give up. They should keep on going. They should adjust their goals to improve constantly the situation around them. And if they do that, they'll feel good about things. People who meet them will feel good about things, and everybody's going to win. That's really the important thing. That's one of the key messages in the Ultimate Guide to Power and Influence. Try to find a way to respect other people and get them to respect you, and your life will be very, very different and very, very positive.
So, Bob, this new change in finances is affecting a lot of people who are in power and influence, and also the general population of the world. And so how do you think that's going to affect people's businesses and their jobs and the way we live? And will this book help us to understand any of those situations that are coming and challenging us on a financial level?
The book will help. The book will help. You mentioned Rick Perry, I think, earlier in our conversation, former governor of Texas, former head of the Energy Department in Washington. This guy helped make us energy independent. And the way he did it was by getting other people to help him. He didn't do it alone. And he got other people to help him by asking them to assist and by showing them respect. And that's how he did it. He got really dozens of people in that space to step up and make America energy independent. Huge, huge result.
So like when, for especially the young people listening, so like when you got this position and you turned this firm into a $200 million business and making more than $30 million in profit, How did you do that? Because it was quite a while back, and you were younger, and so did you sit down and do a plan and a strategy? I mean, how did you manage to do that?
I did do a plan, but the plan was rooted in one principle. That principle is value. How do you create value for those people you're dealing with? If you do that, they'll remember you, and you'll go up in life, and you'll feel better, by the way, about doing it, because there's nothing better than helping people through value. And if you can do it and pull it off, and everybody can, there's no reason not to, you're going to be very, very successful.
And also, what do you think about networking? Is that important?
It's very important. I think that no person is an island themselves. You've got to be able to have people you can reach to help you all over the world, all up and down the job ladder, in your community. People want to help other people. The issue is drawing that out from people. If you can do that, you can be very, very successful.
So the reason I was also asking about networking is because you and I had a mutual friend who networked you and me together and introduced us. And his name was Irvin Zucker, and who passed away in late 2022. And he was such a fabulous networker and such a successful person in the PR business. And I think you knew him for quite a while because he held you in high esteem.
Irwin Zucker was a tremendous person. And the reason, in my opinion, was that he had great knowledge of what it was like to be on radio and TV. And to my knowledge, he never made an enemy. There were people who came up to him, tried to give him a hard time, but he never caved in, never, ever in his life. So Irwin Zucker was a man to be reckoned with, and he developed a lot of careers, my career and many other people.
Well, in fact, I never heard him say anything negative about anybody in the industry at all who were part of his organization in media. The book publicist of Southern California was around for 46 years, I believe, he said. And so I never heard him say one thing negative. I always heard him helping people feel better about themselves and improving themselves.
Every reason to do that. Everybody on the line listening today, let's hope they do it, because it'll make a huge difference in the world if they can pull that off.
Yeah, so many people loved him, too. I mean, they just truly really loved him. And he was gosh, I knew him for 25 years, and I just miss his phone calls, because he would call me, you know, almost every morning and say, how's the great Rose Colombo doing today? And you get used to hearing that voice, you know, and picking you up, you know, I really, you know, I do miss him a lot, and I think a lot of people do, because he knew people internationally, so definitely. So getting back to the ultimate guide to power and influence, what is your hope that will what do you hope will spark people who are interested in improving their lives in this challenging world today? And it is challenging.
Certainly is. A lot of people tend to crowd into your life, and the key, I think, is to say, I have values, I have a way I'm going to live, I'm not going to change it, I'll be flexible, but I won't change it, and I'm basically going to go down the field and score a touchdown. That's really what has to happen. And in large cases, for very successful firms, it has happened. So it's not impossible, but there aren't many people who really do it.
So you've written quite a few books, actually, and they're all exceptional books, and you have many influential people who praise your books as well. I'm sure they get a lot of good information from your books. And you also, I noted, Joan of Arc was one of my, as a child, I went to Catholic school, and as a child, she was my hero. And I don't know why I took to her story, but you have a quote in there from her. It says, Joan of Arc and her decision to obey divine voices. Do not be afraid to dream and let your imagination take hold of your actions, which you quoted in the book Decisions. And I think that is so important, because I don't think some people actually connect divine purpose with the material world. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good about that. I think that we all ought to find a way to reach out to other people, give them values, compliment them, take whatever talents they have, shape them if you possibly can, to get a 1 + 1 = 3. Very important to do. Most of us don't do that in life. We got to change the way we live and do that. It'll make a huge difference.
It does. It does in my life anyway. So I just wanted to point that out, because as we are moving into a different direction in this country, I hope we're not being pushed over the cliff, but I feel it's a spiritual battle between good and evil. And I think that's pretty much where this country's at right now. And I'm very concerned, because I'm concerned about the kids and the grandkids and the future generations. What will this country be like in the future? What do you think?
I think a lot of countries have been over the years on the same trajectory we're at right now. Those countries, their leaders, have all vanished. They've gone away. They've been killed. In large part, the countries have been taken over, some by reasonable people, others like Soviet Union, Russia, not reasonable people. So I think that the key is to use the organization that's going to make you more effective.
And how do you feel in your book about, do you mention, you know, like, the ultimate guide to power and influence? How do you feel about China buying up 347,000 acres of our homeland, and our government allowing that, and buying up food plants, and buying up Hollywood, and buying up hotels and banks, and even part of the fashion world, and sending...
I don't feel very good about it. I don't feel very good about it.
A bunch of Chinese nationals in the millions here. So I don't feel good about it at all because China has their eye on America and conquering America. So how do we, okay, your book is Power and Influence. How do we as the people, is my question really, how do we as the people influence our legislators to tell China to take a hike and here we'll pay you back your money and this is our country, it belongs to the American people and we are not, we don't have the authority or nor does any public servant to sell our homeland to a communist nation.
Absolutely true. We don't have the authority, but we have the moral ability to do it. And I think that if we exercise good old morality, life is going to be better for everybody around us. And that really comes to the ultimate guide for power and influence. No question.
It does. Oh, good, because I can't wait to read it, because I truly want to influence our legislators on taking a serious look at that, because we, the people who are natural-born Americans, are the only people in the country who cannot be deported for any reason. But legal naturalized Americans, if they commit a crime that the government decides that they are going to be deported, they can be deported out of our country even if they are legal naturalized Americans. But we cannot. And this country belongs to us and our natural-born American children. We, the framers, wrote the Constitution declaring that, yes, we will allow legal immigrants to come to our country after they're vetted and they assimilate as Americans and swear to uphold our constitutional laws. We have gone so far away from that that they're saying we are a nation of immigrants. No, we are not. We are a nation of legal, natural-born Americans who allow immigrants legally to come into our country and be Americans. But they can be deported if they commit certain crimes. They cannot deport natural-born Americans. They can imprison us, but they can't deport us. And so there's a huge difference. And I think, you know, some people have abused their power and influence by creating disinformation about how natural-born Americans actually own their homeland and the water and the farmland for food and survival.
It's going on every day, Rosa, every single day. And I think, again, you have to work against this in some profound and positive way. It can be done. So nobody should give up heart.
So, yeah. So I really, truly, you know, am excited to read your book. And if you have something you wanted to say to the audience, some piece of wisdom from your years of experience with influential people and powerful people, what would you say to them?
I want to think about that for our next phone call. That's a very tough thing to figure out, but it's important. So let's try to finish and solve that problem.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, gosh, I'm telling you, I'm so excited about your book. So do you want to tell the audience about any of your other books like Decisions or Nailing It?
I wrote a book on Decisions. Right. Decisions taken by great men, from Picasso to Elie Wiesel to Harry Truman, decisions taken, and how they did it. Harry Truman knew when we dropped the atom bomb what was going to happen, but he did it. And it ended the war. It's really what happened. Harry Truman knew what was going to happen when he did various first-line contact, but he went ahead and did it. And hopefully in times, the French environment will be improved for us all. There's another person that's coming by named Michelle Jordan. Michelle has a tremendous... Michelle, what do you have right now? You've got a tremendous ability to tell people what they should be doing, how they should do it, and why they should do it. You're really good at that. You do the same thing, Rose. That's exactly what you do on the show. And congratulations for doing it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I just try to give them another view, another point of view to look at or consider. Expand your mind. I believe in expanding our minds. That's why I listen to all sides. I don't listen to just one side, because everybody might have something to add that may be negative or positive, whichever way you want to take it, but something that we didn't think about, you know, and may be important. So I think it's important to listen to everybody, and I'm so sick and tired of a government pitting everybody against each other and battling each other and bashing each other, and it is just a horrible role model for the and cursing and the way they some of them dress on camera. I mean, seriously, there has to be. I wrote a book called Dressing Up and Dressing Down that just came down, just came out too. I'll send you a copy if you like. And
we need some really serious heroes who would bring people together. That's what we need.
Yeah,
critical.
We do, because I see this as a real serious problem for the kids to believe that no dress codes, there's no language codes. You can say whatever you want. You can use the F word. You can curse all you want. You can yell at each other and actually get into battles with each other on the house floor. I find it so unprofessional and so disturbing that, you know, the world's looking at us and seeing, wow, they don't even get along in their own congressional house floor or in their White House or wherever, and the people are all pitted against each other. So this leaves us...
A person who came out and solved that problem, Rose, a person who came out and solved that problem would get everybody in the world, in the country, in their community, doing the right thing. And God, the progress that would be made if we did that would be nothing short of fantastic.
Community by community?
Right, exactly. Anyhow, I hope that comes through. It's been great being on the show with you.
It's been great talking to you, and please tell us where they can get your book.
Everybody gets books at Amazon these days, but I'd suggest going to your local bookstore. They're there. I know there are, and I believe the book is going to be a bestseller. I'm very optimistic about that.
Oh, I'm sure it is, too. The Ultimate Guide to Power and Influence, Everything You Need to Know by Robert L. Dillon-Schneider. And thank you so much for giving us some insight into what's happening in our country with these challenges and how your book will help us open up our minds and expand them and take steps to help make it a better world and make a difference for the children and the
people. It is such,
and
a, such a privilege to be on your show. Such a privilege, believe
thank
me.
You. Thank you so much.
You,
God
Rose.
Bless you. You're doing a great thing, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Robert L. Dillon-Schneider has left the building, and we will be leaving the building in just a few minutes. But first, I wanted to tell you about a book that I wrote that you may have already checked out. It is an International Irwin Award winner, and it also is a 5-star review that critics say, and the readers, it's masterfully crafted, and it also has a serious message about our humanity that will leave readers very concerned. And I say it's not just a book. It is a message for humanity worldwide that you will find entertaining because it is an adventure story, and it also is an Orwellian twist and plot, and you will love Professor Noah, who is sent on a mission chosen by the masters, who are anonymous, wealthy masters, chose him as the chosen one to go to into a remote jungle where the natives won't even enter because they fear that the Majestor named Obamasaurus still survives and roams. And so they will not enter into that particular area, but Professor Noah does. And Professor Noah is on a mission to find a hidden cave that no human has ever seen, as well as the tablets that contain a message for this time in history that must be decoded. But time is of the essence. Will Professor Noah succeed or not? That is the question. Will humanity survive or not?
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world, written with an Orwellian twist. Will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Right, and also, I wrote another book that you may enjoy reading. It's called Is America Under Martial Law? And you can expand your mind. And what does the yellow fringe and the three knotted golden tassels really mean? Did you know that the Queen Elizabeth, on her robe, her majestic robe, actually had three knotted tassels attached to her robe? So I'm asking if that is a significant connection to the yellow fringe flag and the maritime law, and as an alliance between America and the UK, as well as it has quotes, it has theory, it has research, it has laws that you can read about and then figure out for yourself. Is America under martial law by a secret signed executive order that is non-transparent and has not been disclosed to the American people? Because the question remains, how are they getting away with taking your cash from your bank account and your retirement by non-governmental agencies working with the federal government and artificial intelligence to hijack your bank accounts, which means they now control you. They control your property. They control your money. They control where you can go, travel, buy, sell, own. And that is not just socialism. That is Communist China's merit app that they have imposed on their people to control every individual in their country. So what kind of influence does the yellow fringe flag have when it's fallen on U.S. soil, in courthouses, in the White House, on our soil? And also, how much influence does China have in America today? And what is the real intent behind the curtain? So, is the Ukraine and Russia just a diversion away from what is actually happening between China and America? You better wake up, and you better wake up really fast, because your life is about to change, and so is the country. And also, you might want to check out Dressing Up and Dressing Down, which is a a blast from the past to the present, but it also has to do with China and globalism and lockdowns and the challenges that they've created for the American world of fashion, the UK, Milan, and Paris worlds of fashion, and the challenges of those agendas that leave America's fashion world vulnerable to imports from China and third world nations. And who controls the water? Because you cannot make clothing without water and cotton. And who controls the cotton? You will want to read this book, Dressing Up and Dressing Down, because what would you do without clothing? Would you be wearing a brown uniform? Because when I went to Disneyland recently with my daughters, that was a very scary ride. And it was very disturbing. They had communist uniforms, and they had straight faces, just like you see the CCP. They were ordering people around, seriously ordering people around, as if we were under communist control of the CCP. That was a ride at Disneyland. Very disturbing. Even people around me were saying, this is really scary. This seems too real. So how real is it, Disneyland? How real is that ride? What is actually coming to America? What is actually here? What is on our borders? Are the Chinese who have been alleged to be seen with military vehicles over somewhere in remote Mexico? Why are the borders open? Why are the ports open? America, wake up, because I coined that term in 1989. Wake up, America, is the American dream on the verge of the American nightmare on my AM, FM radio shows as streamed in Southern California. Time to go. And just want to say God bless you and God bless America and pray for world peace and pray for God's intervention into these sinister agendas that are being made. It appears, in my opinion, being made with billionaires and China. And if you want to know the truth about what is actually happening, read those books. Obamasaurus, Is America Under Martial Law, and Dressing Up and Dressing Down. And don't forget our guest special book, too, probably a bestseller, Ultimate Guide to Power and Influence. God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless everyone in the world.
Well, my friends, time flies, and now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Columbo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.